Thinking about expanding your business footprint into Latin America,
yeah,
the potential is massive.
Right, absolutely. Growing economies, real appetite for global offerings.
But building the right leadership team there, that feels like a big challenge. Where do you even start?
Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're looking closely at Atlantic Research Technologies, RT.
Okay.
And how they handle executive search, management recruitment across Latin America.
So kind of a shortcut to understanding what really matters for leadership in that region.
That's the idea. We're digging into RT's own analysis of their work. It's like getting an insider's playbook.
Right. So our goal, our mission today, is to pull out the key insights from their experience.
Exactly. What skills, what experience, what kind of cultural awareness do international companies really value when hiring leaders there,
yeah,
based on RT's work?
And we're using their geographical analysis, their sector stuff.
Precisely. Okay, so let's start with geography. Mexico seems like a really significant place for them.
Absolutely. They've been there, what, over 30 years since 1992?
That's right. And interestingly, they started very focused.
How so?
On the Maquiladora sector, you know, right along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Ah, okay. That gives you a sense of that cross-border understanding from the get-go.
It really does. That whole setup, the cross-border manufacturing, it likely gave them early insights into, you know, international labor supply chains.
Even those subtle cultural things that happen at a border.
Definitely foundational stuff. But they've obviously grown a lot since then.
Yeah. The analysis shows they're in nearly every Mexican state now. Big focus on Mexico City.
And the types of roles have broadened out considerably, too.
For sure. They're recruiting from C-level execs down to mid-level managers.
Across all the key functions, right? Sales, marketing, finance.
Supply chain, manufacturing ops, HR, the whole gamut. It shows how diverse the needs are now.
And who are their clients, mainly?
Primarily North American, European, and Asian companies.
Okay. And the goal is usually market share or
efficiency?
Pretty
much. Either grab more of the local market or just run their existing operations better.
Got it. And language, that comes up here too.
Oh, yeah. Spanish, English, bilingualism is like a standard requirement.
But they mention Portuguese as a big plus.
They do, which makes sense. You think about Brazil.
Right. The collaboration potential between those two major markets.
Exactly. It's like they're looking for leaders who can bridge that gap.
And it suggests that bilingualism isn't just about translation. It's about understanding both business cultures, North American and Latin American, bridging style.
For sure. And then for the really big Latin American roles, the ones based in Mexico, they have specific terms.
Yeah, they talk about needing explorers and hunter prospectors.
Okay, explorers and hunter prospectors. Oh. Sounds active. What does that mean in management terms?
Well, explorers, I think they mean leaders comfortable with ambiguity, setting things up in new or less defined markets.
Right, pioneering types.
And hunter prospectors. Maybe more about spotting and grabbing new business opportunities within the existing LATAM scene.
So not just running the day-to-day. They need that international perspective, those global contacts.
Definitely. These aren't your typical domestic managers.
Okay, let's pivot. Brazil, similar story. Senior, middle management for international firms.
Broadly, yes. Same types of clients, same goals, expansion, efficiency.
But what are the specific nuances for Brazil?
The core philosophy seems to be finding managers whose ethics and management style really mesh with the foreign clients.
Oh, that cultural compatibility piece again.
Yeah.
Shared understanding of how business gets done.
It seems top priority there. And interestingly, they actively look for Brazilians with experience working outside Brazil, but still within Latin America.
That is interesting. Why? Is it because the Brazilian market is so huge internally?
That seems to be the implication. Cross-border LATAM experience might not be automatic for Brazilian execs because their domestic market is just so dominant.
Makes sense. And languages?
Multilingualism is key again. Portuguese, Spanish, English are prioritized.
Right.
But they also highlight demand for Portuguese speakers with German, French, even Japanese.
Wow. Okay. That really speaks to Brazil's global business ties, doesn't it?
It really does. Very diverse connections.
Okay, moving south again. Colombia, Argentina, Chile, Peru, Ecuador. The rest of South America, basically. Is the strategy similar?
Looks pretty consistent, yeah. Senior managers, North American and European clients focus on market share or efficiency gains.
And the preference is for Spanish, English, bilinguals.
or multilingual managers, ideally with experience in those specific countries or the wider region.
So that regional fluency language and business landscape is crucial.
Definitely. And they're open to Spanish-speaking expats too, right?
Yeah, as long as they have a proven management track record.
And again, that emphasis on aligning work ethic, professional style.
With the foreign client's business ethics, that cultural fit.
It's a constant theme. They often target candidates who've done similar jobs at other foreign firms.
Even competitors.
Sometimes, yeah. That prior experience is seen as a real plus.
And they can search pretty specifically, geographically.
Latin America, regional, South America, regional, national level, even sub-regional, like Andean or Southern Cone.
That granularity must be important for finding the right fit.
Absolutely. And for the bigger regional roles, as we keep seeing, Spanish, English, and Portuguese is highly valued.
Right. Okay. Central America, Panama, Guatemala, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Honduras, same deal.
Very similar pattern. Experienced senior managers for those North American, European companies expanding or optimizing.
But is there a difference with language?
Here, they frame Spanish-English bilingualism as more fundamental, almost non-negotiable.
Okay, that makes sense given the strong U.S. ties historically and economically.
Exactly. And just like further south, multilingualism, especially adding Portuguese, gives you an edge for those wider regional roles.
Covering both Central and South America, potentially.
Precisely. They recruit locals and Spanish-speaking expats with good track records.
And the cultural fit, the ethical alignment, still paramount.
Still top priority. It's interesting, too, they mention searching within the CAFTA region specifically.
The Central America Free Trade Agreement Zone.
Right. So focusing on that level shows they're thinking about the integrated economic landscape there.
Good point. And quickly, the Caribbean, specifically the Dominican Republic or Quisqueya.
Same trend continues. Senior management focus for foreign companies setting up or expanding.
And again, Spanish English, bilingual or multilingual preferred, experience in the DR or wider Caribbean helps.
It all paints a picture of a really consistent, geographically smart strategy.
Although we should mention, right, that we couldn't access their main LATAM and Caribbean regional pages.
That's true. A slight limitation. There might be broader strategies outlined there we couldn't see.
Okay, so that's the where. Let's shift to the what. The industries, the sectors they focus on in Latin America.
They group them broadly into two buckets, diversified service sectors and industrial and high technology.
Right.
But within those, certain sectors pop up repeatedly across different regions.
Suggesting high demand areas for international growth.
Exactly. Things like IT, software and communications.
Logistics and supply chain services.
Consumer services, business services, financial services.
Yeah, those seem like the engines, right? The sector's really driving international expansion and facilitating trade there.
They really do. But then you also see these interesting country-specific specializations.
Check what?
Well, insurance and risk management, aviation services in Chile and Argentina. Or consumer products, energy and power generation, also mentioned for Chile.
Okay, so they have that nuanced view of individual markets, too.
It seems so. It shows they're not just applying a blanket approach.
And the actual jobs, the roles, the management levels, what are we talking about primarily?
Predominantly senior levels, CXO, VP, director, manager roles. The core leadership.
So the people really steering the ship.
Exactly. Their analysis lists frequently sought after titles, CEOs, COOs, VPs, directors of sales, marketing, finance, operations, supply chain, HR.
Gives you a really concrete feel for the leadership demand, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You can picture the organizational charts they're helping to build.
Okay. So we know who they're looking for, where and in what sectors. What about their overall approach, their philosophy?
Well, they position themselves as global, but they really emphasize the role of experienced human recruiters.
Not just algorithms and databases.
Right. Highlighting that personal connection, that deeper understanding. And their main goal is helping foreign companies grow and become more efficient in Latin America.
By finding the right leaders.
Exactly. And a huge piece of that seems to be ensuring the manager's conduct and values.
Line up with the client's business ethics. That cultural and ethical match again.
It seems absolutely central to how they operate.
Can you elaborate maybe a bit on that? Like, what specific ethical points or management styles are often prioritized by foreign clients there? Are there common cultural nuances they're watching for?
That's a really key question. While you have universal ethics, how they play out can differ, right? So, for instance, building trust, strong relationships that can be super important in some Latin American business cultures.
Okay.
Foreign clients often want leaders who get that, who can navigate those dynamics effectively, but still maintain, you know, high professional integrity.
So relationship building skills alongside integrity.
Exactly. And maybe a more collaborative leadership style, empowering teams while still ensuring clear accountability, things like that.
That makes sense. And we mentioned they often look for candidates who've already succeeded in similar roles.
At other foreign firms, yeah, even competitors.
That familiarity must be a huge advantage. Knowing the ropes of international business practices.
Definitely. And they also stress understanding the client-specific business model. It's not one size fits all.
Right. And for those pan-Latin American roles, experience just in one country isn't enough, is it?
No, you need that broader regional view. And of course, the language skills to operate across different markets.
And it was interesting. They rely more on headhunter networks than, say, online job ads.
Yeah, that suggests a more targeted, maybe more discreet approach.
Finding those top people who might not even be actively looking.
Exactly. It's about strategic engagement, tapping into those established professional circles.
Okay, let's circle back to something that's woven through this whole deep dive: language. It just seems so fundamental.
It really is critical. No getting around it. Spanish-English bilingualism comes up constantly.
Especially Mexico, Central America.
Right. But like we said, for regional roles spanning multiple countries, being trilingual Spanish, English, and Portuguese, that gives a serious edge.
Reflects how connected those markets are becoming.
Totally. And even in Brazil, where Portuguese roles, knowing German or French,
should make you stand out because of those diverse global business links.
Right. And RT notes themselves that their Latin American candidates generally do have strong English skills alongside their native Spanish or Portuguese.
Which just highlights how globalized business is in the region. Leaders are expected to communicate internationally.
It's the standard expectation now, it seems.
Okay, let's try and wrap this up. What are the main takeaways from looking at RT's experience in LATAM executive search?
Okay, first, their deep experience and that geographically nuanced approach, especially in Mexico, that long history matters.
Right.
Second, the clear sector insights they know where the demand for leaders is coming from. Third, the focus is definitely on senior leadership.
The CXOs, VPs, directors.
Exactly. And fourth, it's not just about skills on paper. That cultural and ethical alignment is huge.
Finding the right fit, not just the right resume.
Precisely. Compatibility, shared principles, and underpinning absolutely everything.
Language.
Language proficiency. Bilingual Spanish-English is often baseline. Trilingual, adding Portuguese, is a major advantage for regional roles.
So the real aha moment here is getting this practical insight through RT's lens into what international companies actually prioritize when hiring leaders to succeed in Latin America.
Exactly. It's a peek behind the curtain of high-level recruitment in the region.
Which leads to a final thought for you, the listener. Given this clear emphasis on interconnected markets, multilingualism, cross-cultural savvy,
what strategic advantages could you or your company gain by actively investing in developing those skills? Think about how this insight from RP's deep dive might shape your own career plans or your organization's strategy for engaging with this really dynamic and vital part of the world.